Thank you very much. I'm thinking that we need to move on, and it may well be that there's time later to ask Jeff some questions. Sorry? Yes? One. I didn't expect it would come from an executive member, that they're not actually paying attention to me, but go on, Prue. Oh.
Something the Dutch have been experimenting with for a long time, it would mean that each individual would have a notional premium which would be adjusted for their age, sex and their risk, so that it would be neutral from a provider's point, a funder's point of view, whether or not they took that person as a customer or a patient or not. In basic Medicare, if you had a regionalised system, say, went to the health regions at the moment, each time a person went to that region, they would get that particular premium. If you did allow private carve-out, the private group would get that. The reason for that is that after that, within the health system, all of the negotiations could be done at full price, which leads to economic efficiency. In terms of fairness, the interesting thing is that imagine somebody at the moment who's in a rural area and being underserviced. They get a premium which is the Australian average. Somebody in an overserviced area gets a premium that is the Australian average. If groups are trying to attract those patients, who are they going to take services to and try and attract? The one in the rural area, because at the moment they don't cost too much, so they'll be taking services out to that person because they'll be getting that higher premium. They will be very reluctant to be taken to the person in the wealthy area who's over-serviced and is going to cost them too much. It also means that that patient with a particular disease, that money in the appropriate structure can be focused on that particular patient's disease, and it's quite clear that that money ought to follow that patient around with their health problems.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Clearly, there are some pretty consistent issues that have come up with yesterday's and indeed with Judith's presentation around the multidisciplinary sort of team clinic approach, the research about what's actually working and what's not working, and a governance structure that's insulated from government. So I think there's some very consistent themes emerging from that.